I'm serious. Think about it. We never see her during the day. She's only ever here at night.
Oh my god. That's so stupid. Our boss is not a vampire. She's just a bitch.
I don't know. I kind of buy it. I noticed a while back she literally does not eat. She's just drinking out of that damn Stanley cup all the time.
She's probably doing a liquid diet or something.
Yeah, I agree. And blood is a liquid.
Actually, it's technically plasma. Different thing.
Okay, nerd.
Oh, hey, dude. Pull up a chair. We were just talking shit about our demon from hell boss lady.
Specifically, we think she's a vampire.
They think that. I just think she's an asshole. She made me stay late last night just because I made eye contact with her halfway out the door.
What do you think? I think it's a perfect explanation for all her freaky deaky weirdness. Like, how do you explain this? That picture on the wall of the company's founders? Look at her. She hasn't aged a day. That photo was taken 30 years ago.
Tara?
What? She's mean, pale, has creepy eyes. She's way too hot to be a CEO, and I bet she sleeps in a coffin.
Tara, oh my god.
What?
Ahem. Are we all having a nice break, everyone?
Oh. Hi, boss. We were just...
Just what? Gossiping about me? On company time?
No. Of course not. We were just joking around.
What's the joke? Tell me. I like to have a good laugh now and then.
Well, it's stupid, really. Stacy was just saying...
It was not.
That since we only ever see you at night, that you might be a, vampire.
I see. So let me ask you this. If your boss was a vampire, as you say, do you think it would be wise to be joking about her?
Ha! No!
Get back to work.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, boss.
I told you guys you were being stupid.
Not you. You stay. Were you also joking about me? No? Aw, good boy. I've got my eye on you. You keep up the good work. And don't get too cozy with that Tara. She's not long for this world. Talk soon. Working late? Sorry. Didn't mean to startle you. I had no idea there was anyone else in the building. But then I saw the light on in your office. Funny. You're a hard worker, aren't you? May I come in? Yes, I know I'm your boss. But you can't be too careful these days. Lawsuits and all that. I'm an attractive woman in the workplace. A superior. And you're an attractive man in the workplace. My subordinate. If we're not absolutely cordial, well, people could get the wrong idea. So, I ask again, may I come in? That's a good boy. I've been watching you for some time. When you had your interview, I personally pushed for the company to hire you. I just felt that you were exactly what we needed. New blood. Do you know what I mean? You don't overthink. You're full of vigor. You make the hard choices. You have that distinctly male desire to prove yourself. As someone great once said, you're young, dumb, and full of cum. That is exactly what I was looking for. Does that sound like you? Do you relate to these sentiments? Is it okay that your boss is sitting in your lap? Look into my eyes while you speak to me. Is this okay with you? Good. I'm very comfortable. You look strong and confident when you hold my gaze. Hold my gaze, darling. You are so good. Strong pets hold eye contact. Okay? Good. Good. Oh, goodness. Are you hard, sweetheart? I think you are. Yes, you are. I can feel your fucking lovely, subordinate young cock pushing upward against the fabric of your pants. Hang on. Let me... There. I lifted my skirt up over my ass, so my panties are out. Now I can feel your cock better with my pussy. Look at me as I grind my crotch on yours. You know what I've noticed? I've noticed you can't take your fucking eyes off me. I catch you staring. Have you seen me stare back? Last week, I caught you ogling me when I bent over nearby. You were shameless, running your eyes all over my fat ass. I stood up and I caught you red-handed. But what really turned me on, is that you didn't break your gaze. Put your hands on my ass. Here's the thing about me. I have certain requirements in a sexual partner. I'm a tough nut to crack. I need to be handled a certain way. And after selecting you, observing you, and evaluating you, I've decided you will be my next mate. It is no easy task to fuck me. Will you accept? Are you man enough to take me? To split me down the middle? And open my world. Will you be the next one to make my cunt scream? If you are, if you manage it, you will become my right hand. Your riches and privileges will be many. You will rise to the top of this company, travel in elite circles, and taste pleasures of which you never dreamed. You will not be an immortal, but you will serve one. I will be your queen of hell. It's true. It's all true. I am what they say I am. But you are my chosen. You will be spared, rewarded, and you will be gifted with my sex and cunt. Now, worship your queen. Your lips are hot on my skin. I want to feel your heat buried between my legs. Stand. Your queen commands you. Strip your queen. Yes. Behold my beauty. When weak men see me, they are blasphemous. Goddamn girl, they might say. And they're right. God damned this body. Would you like to lick and fuck this goddamned body? Do you wish to taste the sin of sex with the fallen? I promise you, it is like no fuck on earth. Where shall I sit? The desk? Shall I spread? She's crying for you, my love. Do you want to devour this cunt? This fire pussy? This ruby fruit that quivers at the thrill of feeling a new man? Worship her. Pray to her with your fucking mouth, slave. I am a spirit of pleasure. Yes. Flames are shooting out of unseen cracks in my machinery. Oh, yes, darling. I am not losing control, but rather achieving your purest form. Your tongue on my cunt sends fire through me, my love. I feel as if I'm in the light again. Shit, baby. You lick that clit so fucking good. Yes, fuck, yes, oh my lord, I shall ride this boy's face, get what I fucking need, take what I fucking want, his tongue sends tendrils of power, arcing off my body like lightning, yeah, I praise you, darkness, for gifting me this boy to slake my lust. You're so close, my love. Make that fucking pussy cream for you. Devour my cum. Fuck. Good. Good boy. Good little mortal sex pet. Oh. Yes. Remove your clothes. Oh, yes. I want you to bury your fucking cock inside me. Hold me close and fuck your boss queen on the desk. Yes. Enter me. Split me open. Put it in me. Yes. Right here, baby. Yes. Fuck. You're gonna be a very good thrall, my love. Oh, pump me. Pump your beautiful cock in and out of me. Yes, yes, harder. Yes. Oh, just like that. Good, good. Oh, yeah. You're so fucking delicious. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Put my legs up on your shoulders. Bend your queen in half and slam down into my fucking pussy. Sweet hell, I'm gonna come again. I'm gonna scream. Darling, I'm gonna scream. Bury your cock in me and make me.
Fuck.
Give me more. My pleasure scales and builds. Each subsequent cum is more powerful and addicting than the last. The only way out is through. You must fuck me, and then you shall have your reward. Get off me. Take control of her. Grab my body. Handle it with your hands. Spin me around. Force me over the desk. And slam your fucking cock into my desperate cunt. Yes, do as you're told. Yes, good fucking toy. Oh, good mortals can be rough when they need to. Oh, so good at following orders. Oh, yes, fuck me now. Hard, hard, fast. Uncaring. Too hard for any mortal woman to stand. You cannot hurt me, but I want you to try. Understand? Yeah. Yeah. Fuck. Pin my arms. Yes. Yes. Oh, bend me down. Yes. Yes. Desecrate me. burn a hole in my heart. Fuck. 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 Oh, fuck. 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 Yes. Oh, my face. Use the palm of your hand and bend my head to the surface. Yeah. 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 Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Yes, pick me up, pull me up right by my hair. Yes, don't stop. Don't stop slamming your beautiful cock into my otherworldly pussy. Oh, this pussy demands your hard, long strokes and your ferocious, crazed love. Yes, love my cunt. Oh, God. Shit. I'm close, darling. Don't stop. 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 Don't fucking stop. Hit it fucking harder, bitch. Yeah. 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 Pull me close. Oh, bring your head close to mine. Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah. I need to feed. Yourself available for me to fuck and feed on whenever I like. To serve me. Here, hold this to your neck. Of course, dear, the job comes with unending pleasures of wealth and flesh. You belong to your queen, and I take care of my belongings. I will heal you after, but before I do, don't worry. I only bite necks. Allow me to give you the first of your rewards. You shall have my mouth. I shall give you the kind of oral pleasures that have made dozens of men across history renounce their faith in God. I have made kings and priests leave the light of the Lord with my mouth. I shall earn your loyalty for all time. Oh. Oh. Where shall you reap your reward? Where shall you spill your seed? The only thing your queen adores more than the taste of blood is the taste of cum. Cum on my tongue. In my vampirous mouth. Unleash it. Come. Come for me. Gorgeous. You have performed ably, my thrall. You shall serve me well. Come here. Be with me on the floor. Let me see your neck. Allow me to. There. All better. Oh, my man. My earthly love. You shall be protected. As long as you are mine. You shall know glory.